Hey guys, it's Brielle, and welcome to the next episode of The Survivor Show. I'm super happy to be back and talking about Survivor. I know we missed a week, and that was the week over spring break, so that is kind of like when the in-between merge kind of thing happened. I sincerely apologize for not recording and posting something for that. I was on my deathbed, basically. I was completely sick, and I had lost my all of my voice, and I wouldn't have really been able to record and talk to you guys about it. So I guess I'll talk a little bit about what happened in that previous episode. But I probably will focus a little bit more of my attention on this past episode. So let's just start with last week. I'm not going to talk about the challenge. Actually, yes, I will talk about the challenge really quickly because in case you remember, the tree puzzle was a part of the challenge. We have been shown that image like 5 times by production. Like whenever Carson had a segment within the first 3 episodes, like, and I love Carson, but it was getting a little excessive. Like within the first 3 episodes, anytime there's a segment on him, you know, there was a flashback to like his pictures at home and his 3D printer, and every single time it was that exact puzzle. So when I saw that puzzle, I was like, okay, well, Carson won, his team won. We all kind of knew that, and I think it was fun for whether you are a Carson fan or not. I think it was super cool to see that. I think that has happened in another season where another player had done something similar and practiced at home. So it's always fun whether you like the players or not, for something like that to happen, because it really goes to show that this show is affecting people in their everyday life. Like, Carson never knew if he was going to get on the show, and that other player never knew if they were going to get on the show, but, you know, they're practicing just in case, they're practicing for fun, they're doing all these things, you know, because they love the show, they love the challenges, and, you know, that kind of aspect of it. So I really did like that part, and seeing that, and they did the twist that they've done for the past, you know, I think it was like 2 or 3 seasons, maybe 4, where it's kind of like you're not merged yet. Like half of the players are merged, the players who had won the challenge, and the other half is not. They have to go to tribal council, vote someone out. That person does not make the merge. And then following the next week, it's merged. So everyone went to tribal. It was between Jam Jam and Josh. Kind of like, you know, kind of knew that one was coming. Another person's name floated around for a bit. I don't even remember who, so nothing too serious, obviously. And it ended up being that Josh went home. He finally, you know, didn't survive. He had been, like, I don't know, not coined with this term, but for me personally, I perceived him as like a cat with 9 lives. Like, he was always like almost going home and then not. So, you know, he had finally gone home last week. And did not make the merge, unfortunately, but that means Jam Jam was safe. So that's kind of like a little recap if you missed last week's episode. Nothing too much to talk about there. I didn't really see any clear alliances form. I think it was more like, you know, like let's this group work together and this group work together here and stuff like that. Tribal alliance are still kind of there, kind of not. It's not like, there's no, like, strong alliance that's like, okay, we're this group of six, they've named themselves, and they're like, all right, this is who we're picking this week, this is who we're picking this week. That hasn't happened last week, and I don't think it happened this week due to what happened this week. So, what happened this week? Let's talk about it. So, we get to this week, right? Everyone, it is officially merge. So, with that comes, you know, everyone's getting to know each other again. I mean, they obviously have all met each other, but now they have to figure out what they're going to do. It seems like, you know, if not every night, every other night, there is a tribal every other night. So I know as viewers, it's always like, how often do they go? How often do these challenges happen? At the very beginning of the episode, we saw like Danny kind of talking about that. Like, let's get this person out tonight. Let's get this person out tonight. And they hadn't even gone to the challenge yet. So challenges, obviously, we know are on the same day of tribals. But it definitely did seem as though these are all very close together. So at the beginning of the episode, Danny was kind of leading the charge to get Lauren out. So Lauren, I haven't spoken too much about Lauren because she was on a dominating tribe. She, I think, went to tribal once and didn't really make that much of an impact. What is interesting about Lauren, though, is that she has an extra vote. And what's even more interesting about it is that everybody knows about the extra vote. So, I mean, it really does lose a significant amount of power, which is, you know, not great. But, you know, it could also benefit, you know, her tribe if they're working together, you know, or not tribe, but her group of people. You know, it just depends on how you look at it. For me personally, I look at it as if anybody ever knows an advantage, an idol, anything that you have, it's not good. So that being said, she still has it. So, you know, that was just a topic of a conversation. Danny has said, you know, I think that we should strongly consider getting Lauren out tonight if she doesn't, you know, win immunity, because as the this group gets smaller, that extra vote becomes even more significant, which is true. Like, just numerically speaking, the votes will hold more power as more people go. So this comes up before they even go to the challenge. Someone else brings up the idea, I believe it was Matt, like, look, I wouldn't be opposed to getting Danny out. You know, Danny, you know, kind of thinks that he is, like, all high and mighty, he's leading the charge, like, he thinks he's controlling everything, whatever, but I'm also not opposed to Lauren. So going into the challenge, two names are kind of floating around. Getting into the challenge, a whole bunch of crazy stuff comes up because Jeff is crazy like that. Jeff says, all right, so number one, this is what you're looking for. He brings out the immunity necklace, which is, you know, pretty cool. It's average. Not as cool as the sword and shield. The sword and shield was really cool, but it's okay. And then he says, so for immunity, you're going to break off into two groups, which is crazy. They have done that before. They've said one person from each group can win immunity, and both tribes, you know, will go to tribal council and vote someone out. That is not what's happening, okay? So the group breaks up into two, and keep in mind there are 11 people here. Carson draws a gray rock, so he gets to pick which team he thinks is going to win. And, you know, if they win or if they lose, you know, as it goes on. So they're broken up into six, into two groups, and one person from each group will win immunity. The person who stays on the longest, regardless of what group they're in, wins immunity, though, for their entire tribe. So let's say Carson picks the winning tribe, which he did, and who was it? Franny won, right? So Franny won immunity, but let's, you know, there are other people on there, so Heidi was also on that tribe. Heidi or Franny could win that, and then their entire group was safe, and that's what happened. And then on the other side, and Carson doesn't play, but he's safe. It's very confusing, but six people are safe, and those are the people who are safe. I believe it was Franny, Heidi, Danny, Carson, Carolyn, and someone else. Kane. So those are the six that are safe, and the other five lose. Brandon is safe because he won for his group, so he has immunity. And what happens now is the winning tribe cannot even go back to camp, or they go back to the original camp, but the losing tribe has to go to one of the old camps and pick who they're going to vote out. The winning tribe gets a reward, gets to go watch tribal council, though they're not casting any votes. Okay, so basically, one tribe is all safe, they don't cast any votes, the other tribe is going to a different beach than them with no food, and is going to tribal council that night and voting one person out. So, that, it seems very confusing, but it was actually a fascinating twist. I love the twist, and it got even better when Heidi found something. So, on one tribe, with the losing tribe, you know, they're all trying to figure out who's going home. On the winning tribe, they get their peanut butter and jelly, that's the reward, and at the picnic, there's a note. They all decide, all right, let's eat, and then open the note. They do so, open the note, there are keys scattered around the jungle, and one of them opens the birdcage again. There's a new advantage in the birdcage. So everyone's running around like crazy, you know, trying to figure out which key it is. Everyone's trying all these different keys. There's even a bowl for where to put the keys. If, you know, because of how many keys they were going through, Heidi is the one who found it. I think this is great that Heidi found it personally. I haven't seen a lot of Heidi. When she has been shown, she has seemed pretty strategic, and I kind of really like her character, and I like her even more now, just, like, seeing how her mind works, especially tonight. You know, she was talking about how she wants to listen to what other people are saying and show them that she cares and values their opinion, but she's also not going to do something that doesn't benefit her. So I think that was really, really smart. I think too, of course, you know, because everyone's running to the birdcage, people are opening it in front of each other, coming in with new keys. So she unfortunately opened the cage in front of Franny. So obviously everyone knew. People were going to find out anyway. I don't think this really was a detriment to her game. I don't think it really mattered that she opened up in front of everyone because of what the advantage was. So what the advantage was she could, once getting to tribal, once Jeff said it's time to vote, she had the power to say to one of the people, your vote is now my vote. I'm telling you who to vote for, and you have to do it. And so she could pick whoever she wanted to use, and then, you know, whoever in that group she wanted to vote out. So it was interesting because it was going to play a huge role in who was going home, because meanwhile, on the other side of the tribe, or in the other tribe, the losing tribe, there's talk of Matt and of Jam Jam going home. Lauren, Jamie, and Brandon are working closely together. Brandon obviously has immunity. Matt, all of his other alliance members are in the other tribe. Jam Jam really has no alliance members at this point, except for Carolyn, which is obvious, but I think Carson was working with Jam Jam first. I don't know what Carson's really doing right now. He kind of has his hands in everything. But Jam Jam has been alone since, you know, getting to merge, because obviously their tribe had gotten so small. So it's really between them two. And there's a lot of things going back and forth about it, because one, Jam Jam is super sociable. So he has a good, if Jam Jam was in the final, it's difficult for you not to give Jam Jam the money. He is sociable. He survives a lot. And, you know, he creates good connections with everyone, and it's just a likable guy. Matt is super strongly attached to Franny, so he's always going to have this group surrounding him. He has a lot of, you know, friends and, you know, people he's working with on the other side, that winning group, who won. He's working closely with a lot of them, and obviously Franny was a huge component, so it could be beneficial for people to separate that. Those are the two advantages to those people. And there was also a brief segment where Matt and Jam Jam spoke to each other, and they're like, obviously they're going to think that we're voting for each other, you know, because why wouldn't we? But if we were to go for someone like Lauren, because keep in mind that was the idea that morning before any of this ever happened, you know, maybe if they split the vote, we have a chance to maybe tie it and then do something with that, you know? So this is all happening, and when this segment comes out, I'm like, oh my god, they could actually do something with this, because if Heidi tells someone on this tribe, like, let's say Brandon, you have to vote for Lauren, now they have the majority, and Lauren does go home. The only thing with this is she cannot speak to anybody on the other tribe, and I just think it's, if they were to do this thing again, I wish that they would allow the person who has this advantage to speak before the time has come. Or to, you know, let people to, like, because usually when Jeff says it's time to vote, you have to go vote. There's no more speaking and conversing. I wish that was allowed. Maybe it wasn't shown. I don't think it was. But, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I know what happened, but if they do this again, I did really, really, really enjoy this episode. I thought it was very interesting, and the strategy that came into play was fascinating. There was a lot to analyze about it. As I've been doing, you know, is it good to have this advantage, is it not, that kind of stuff. But, you know, and I do want to actually talk about that for a second. For Heidi, I think it was great for her to have this advantage. I think she did make the right play. I think that, for me personally, I wanted her to tell, you know, Brandon. I thought that a good move would have been to tell Brandon to vote for Lauren, because I don't know how close Brandon and Heidi are, so I don't think it would have really affected their relationship if they're not too close. It wouldn't have frustrated anyone on the winning team. It obviously wouldn't have frustrated Jam Jam or Matt, and they would have gotten the clue, right? If they're telling Brandon to vote for Lauren, that's one vote for Lauren. Why wouldn't we just change our vote? I think that I would at least pick up on that. And at least that's two votes Lauren. And, you know, I think that if she had been able to talk to them, it would have been great. But regardless, I think it was a good move for her to do that, and or it would have been a good move for her to do that, but she didn't, and it was still a good move for her doing what she did. What she did do was she told Lauren, vote for Jam Jam, right? So, and I do think that she might be in a little bit of a tough spot next week, because though she told Lauren to vote for Jam Jam, Matt went home. So it was a crazy thing the entire time. I was like, one minute I was like, oh my God, Matt's going to go home. Then Jam Jam, then Matt, then Jam Jam. I really had no idea who was going to go home. Matt and Jam Jam were both kind of crying. And then on the other side of them watching was Franny, Matt's strongest ally. She was crying. And Carolyn, Jam Jam's strongest ally, crying. And it was just like crazy. You didn't know who was going to go home. And then when Heidi said, vote for Jam Jam, I'm like, okay, well, Jam Jam's gone. The votes are red. Matt leaves. It's 3-2. Matt goes home. That was crazy. I was like, oh my God, I thought it was Jam Jam. Seriously, it's been a really long time since my heart was beating super quickly watching the episode. And, you know, that happening this episode was really fun for me. So, I mean, yeah, it was good. In terms of going home, it was, I think it was a good move in all honesty. Like, I do think that this was the best move for this week. I think it was. Out of the five people there, I think that Matt was the person that you want to have go home. Him and Franny were getting too strong. They were in the numbers. They had votes going forward. So for everyone else, I do think it was the best move. Why it's not a good move for Heidi, I think I was going to touch on this, but I didn't. You know, she said to vote for Jam Jam. So now Jam Jam knows this. Carolyn knows this. And, you know, everyone knows this. It's out in the public. So, and she thought that this was going to happen. Firstly, it shows that she doesn't really know, you know, relationships going on. I mean, how could you possibly know who they're going to decide on? But it just shows to everyone else that she didn't know what was going to happen. So it kind of makes her look bad. It makes her look bad to Jam Jam and Carolyn, because, you know, she could have, firstly, she knew how upset Carolyn was back at the beach. So Carolyn's now going to be like, what the heck? You knew how upset I was. Why would you not try to help Jam Jam out? And you had this fantastic plan about Lauren. Why would you not do that? It obviously makes Jam Jam frustrated. He's like, okay, I just went through, first of all this turmoil. I thought I was going to go home, especially when you said that. And now I know that. Why are you ever going to work with me in the future? And even if she wanted to work with him in the future, which she did talk a little bit about back at the beach, she's like, I like Jam Jam. I would want to work with him. Now he doesn't trust her. She knows that he doesn't trust her. And so, she, you know, that kind of connection is broken. And hopefully they can repair it, but I don't think it would be a good idea in either of their parts, because there's always going to be a little bit of suspicion there. So overall, this all goes to show that, or this not all goes to show, this concluding all of this, Matt goes home, everyone's officially merged, Matt is the first member of the jury. What's going to happen next week? Franny's going to be a mess. They did show in the preview, Carson is does not look hot. At least he looked sick. That might just be maybe food after the peanut butter and jelly. I don't know. Or it could be something more serious, because you know how medevacs have been going this season. I'm interested to see if alliances will, you know, occur. I haven't seen alliances. In the past couple of seasons, alliances haven't been a thing. It's been more like voting blocks. So I don't really know how that's going to go. I hope there's an alliance. I think it would be super cool. I don't want them to dominate too much. I think it might be cool if they did like a Ben from a couple seasons ago, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. He was part of an alliance, and then he switched alliances, so he's doing double agent. I think that when there are alliances, it always makes things a little bit more interesting, because you betray your alliance and you're really tight with your alliance. You never know who's going to stick with each other. But yeah, that's what we should be looking out for next week, you know, how Franny's going to handle this all. Carson maybe doesn't look too good, and also see where he's gonna end up playing. It does seem like, you know, he could go any way he wants. It might also be interesting to watch out Jam Jam, because now he's gotten votes a bunch of times, and he still is kind of isolated along with Carolyn, so he's important to watch. Brandon, I do really like Brandon, so I'm gonna start looking at him a little bit more. He seems to know what's going on, but he doesn't seem to be connecting with people outside of the people he had established pre-merge. And also Heidi. I did like how Heidi was playing. She was unlucky this week. So I do want to see what happens with her next week. So yeah, that was this episode. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to see you to talk about this next week, because I just love talking about this, and I'm so excited we're at the merch. So, yeah, thanks for listening.